Well, today is the 24th of July, and joining us this morning to share something about this day in history is breakfast producer Robbie Fowson. Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning, Casey.
What have you learned about today?
On this day in 1969, Apollo 11 returned to Earth after successfully landing the first people on the moon. The mission successfully put the USA as the first country to land people on the moon and win the space race against Russia.
That was a monumental moment in human history for a variety of reasons. I wonder, why have we never been back there?
It all comes down to money. NASA's budget is a mere fraction of what it was then. In 1969, it was 4% of the entire budget of the USA compared to 0.4% these days. It would cost over $100 billion to send people there, according to NASA.
That's heaps. I wonder what they're really spending their big budgets on. Is it finding other species in space?
Finding ways to kill other people.
And tricking people into think that the...
Oh, really?
That is actually a lot. That's a lot of it. They do enjoy finding ways to kill people. There's also not a lot on the moon.
No.
To get to. I think they went there and they're like, yeah, it's rocks. And dust.
not cheese.
Let's not come back here. If it was cheese, they would have been back constantly. Do you reckon they found the cow's skeleton and just never told us about it?
Like, oh yeah, there's no cheese here. Wow, the cow could produce its own milk and cheese. That's wrong. Don't listen to us. Don't write this down as fact.
We've deviated quite far.
Very off track. Sorry, Robbie.
We've just taken total control of it and lost control at the same time. So what musical moment have you chosen for this day in history?
My personal favourite artist of all time released his hit song Like a Rolling Stone on this day in 1967, which was Bob Dylan. The song completed his transformation from folk singer to rock star, and it's ranked number one greatest song of all time by Rolling Stone magazine.
It's an absolute classic. It's very fitting that Rolling Stone magazine would call it the greatest song of all time.
Wonder if they thought about publicity there too.
Bit of bias.
A little bit. Well, thank you so much, Robbie.
Thank you.
All right, let's have a listen to Like a Rolling Stone by Bob Dylan.